Hello, and welcome to Stirring the Pot. I'm Linda Nygaard, and I'll be your host for the next 30 minutes. I hope you pull up a chair and pour yourself a cuppa and join us as we tell some stories, learn some things, and share experiences of the many ways food affects our lives every day in many ways. My guest today is Karen Biondo.
Hello.
Of La Biondo Farms.
Hi.
Karen.
Hello.
I'm so glad you came.
I'm glad I'm here too. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking.
I think you asked me.
Oh, I did?
Mm-hmm.
I am bold.
No, I asked you. I'm kidding. Anyway, I think most people will know you, most people on the island, but a lot of people may not know you.
You know, there is a large influx of new peeps these last few years.
That's
so
right.
There's a lot of people that unfortunately don't know me.
Okay, well, we'll make sure that a few more know you today. What I'd like to start with, Karen, is how you got to Vashon. How'd you get here? Some 20 years ago,
as Jeff said, I came on a boat. I came on a boat to cater an art weekend with Valerie Wilson, one of our dear beloved artists on the island. Valerie Wilson was teaching printmaking, and my friend Joyce Spicer is an artist, and Shannon Weber is an artist. So somehow the three of them hooked up. We created this five-day workshop down at Camp Burton, and I was the camp cook for a week.
Oh.
And then from there, I went on to another catering gig right on top of that, and stayed.
And you stayed.
Fell in love with the Burton Coffee Stand and Ms. Catherine, as she likes to be known now, and decided there's good coffee, pretty beaches, I'll stay.
Good people.
Good people.
Good dirt.
Really good soil.
Yeah. Well, so on your website, which is www.labiondofarms.com.
One farm. Please.
Only one farm.
Who can manage more than
one farm?
Why do they do that? Unless you have 100,000 chickens at Wilcox Farms.
Which we'll talk about later.
Okay, fine.
Okay. When did you decide you were a farmer?
Somebody gave me, at the time I was, in all fairness, I was with Joe at the time. Mm-hmm. We moved here and he was driving the school bus. Somebody dropped off a goat and said, here, you need a goat. So, okay. And somebody else that Joe drove the bus with dropped off, I think it was a half a dozen chickens and said, here, you need some chickens. And I said, okay. And one goat, we learned you can't have one goat. This little darling goat just screamed, voice away from Mike, bah! Bah! And she jumped through every single fence. She jumped over the fence. She jumped over the building. And she'd always wind up at the back door. Bah! She wanted company. Well, so we got her two goats.
And was she happier
then? As soon as we brought these two goats in, and these two goats were bigger and older, but as soon as we brought them into their yard, Rebecca was the little baby goat's name. She was happy as a clam. They pushed her out. She could only sleep on the edge of the house, but she was happy. And then I grew a garden and I decided that I wanted pigs. And that's when I decided I was a farmer.
Well, you must be if you have goats and pigs and chickens and a garden.
I think that's dirty hands all the time.
Hands. Yeah. It's hell on manicures, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, so I want to talk a little bit about some recent incidences and then we'll get on with something else. But my coming from a farming and ranching family, Montana.
Yeah.
You're
Jennifer Hawk.
Yeah. Hey, Jen. How are you? I know how important the weather is to farmers.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's we love to talk about the weather. I still like to talk about the weather. So we've had a big weather incident in the last week. And I understand there were some interesting stories around that. And I'm always curious about how farmers help each other and how the neighbors help each other. And kind of what happened? Did you lose things? Did you suffer from it? How did it go for you with 2 feet of snow?
Oh, my. Did we really get 2 feet of snow?
I don't know. Somewhere between a foot and 2 feet.
There are many of us farmers on the island who have many greenhouses. And all my farmer friends spent Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday sweeping snow off of these hoop houses.
At all hours, I understand.
All hours from about 4 o'clock Friday afternoon until Monday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I did lose a greenhouse. Mr. Tom Conway lost a greenhouse.
Yeah, he did.
And I discovered that I had had a conversation with my dear farmer friend, Rob Peterson, mm-hmm. at Plum Forest Farm.
Yes, Plum Forest.
We talked Friday afternoon, and he said, do you need some help? Because I was 3 days after my chemotherapy, mm-hmm. and I wasn't feeling great.
Right.
And he said, do you need some help? And I said, no, I just came in from sweeping off all three greenhouses. I think I'm good for the night. He said, but I'm going to get up at midnight and do mine. And if you want, I'll come down and help you do yours. And I said, call me, please, mm-hmm. when you get up, and I'll go out and sweep mine and I'll call you if I need your help. He said, okay. So that was Friday. Saturday, he didn't come down Friday night, I thought. Saturday, I swept. Sunday, I swept. Monday, I swept. Tuesday morning, I woke up and my greenhouse was crashed. Mm. I had a conversation later in the day with Rob, poor me, and we were talking about how even with the best of efforts, things happen. Mm-hmm. And I was telling him how I had swept Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And he said, do you know, Karen, that I came down Friday night and swept 4 inches off of each of your greenhouses? He came down at midnight by himself. He went all the way around the farm stand and came in the south side of the property by himself in the snow. Didn't wake the dogs, didn't wake me, and swept off my greenhouses.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
It's wonderful. He's really wonderful.
I love that man. That's really and nice. His
Thank
wife,
you,
Joanne.
Rob. Yes. Yes.
He
yes,
did
yes.
not lose his greenhouses. So,
and the animals all survived. And
oh, the animals are miserable.
The chickens are still laying.
Yes.
Yeah. That's you're all, having abundance
had,
of eggs now.
They had nothing else to do but stay in their nest and lay eggs. That hurts.
Oh, Karen.
Oh, my God. Another one.
Okay, now we're going to switch subjects. We'll go to the animal farm again shortly, but you do this most interesting thing every year or every couple of years or when you feel like it, when you don't feel like
every it. Every year, except for when I don't.
I know. That's how it is. And it's called your Eggonomics Report.
Yes.
And I love your Eggonomics Report.
Thank you.
This year, I know you've done a little more in-depth research.
I dove into the bunny hole.
And so why don't you just tell me what you've learned about dozens and hundreds and thousands and tell me what
hundreds
you've learned.
Hundreds of thousands of eggs.
Hundreds of thousands of dozens of eggs on Vashon.
Well, did you know? According to two statistics that I read, actually databases, mm-hmm. the population of Vashon is either 10,624 people or 9,635 people. So okay. let's use 10,000 people.
Right.
And the national statistic of eggs consumption. The American eats an average of 278 eggs per year.
Per person.
Per person. And an average means that includes or in that mix has your vegans, your allergic people, your people who just don't like eggs, and teeny weeny itty bitty babies. So that's all mixed into the average of 278 eggs.
Yeah, okay.
278 eggs. The average chicken lays 280 eggs per year. Imagine my surprise to discover that my long-held belief that every person should have one chicken.
Well, if we did, if I had a chicken, I could have all my eggs.
Yes. And that totals, on Vashon, 2,780 some thousand eggs. Dozen. Eggs per year.
Yeah.
That we consume on Vashon. Now, we only have 1,984 chickens in residence on Vashon Island.
How many?
1,984 who lay 280 eggs per year. So folks at home, do the math because I forgot to bring that number with me. It's not enough farm
it's
fresh eggs.
It's a lot of eggs.
So we have to go to Thriftway.
Right.
Or
IGA.
Or the other store, the other IGA store. Is it still called IGA?
I think so.
Let's call it IGA.
It's called we IGA. Know what it is. Yeah.
Thriftway, I started to say Thriftway lays about 100,000 dozen eggs per year.
Well, they might, you know.
But they go through about 100,000 dozen eggs per year. And let's assume, for the sake of this conversation, that the IGA also goes through that many 100,000 dozen eggs.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
the
eggs.
The thousands of dozens, the hundreds of thousands yes. of dozens is a big yes. number.
And curiously, in my research, I discovered that in the Thriftway, which I confess was the only store I went into in depth, There are five shelves, four boxes across, or five boxes across. So that makes 25 choices of eggs from organic, non-organic, free-range, cage-free, humanely treated, vitamin D supplemented, lower cholesterol, blah, 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 blah. From the price range, as of yesterday, two dozen for $3, all the way up to $9.69 for a box of Vital Farms jumbo eggs from Texas, by the way.
Oh, all the way from Texas.
All the way from Texas. But they contract out farms all over the country to lay their eggs for them.
Wow.
It's a curious little thing that I don't know what I'm going to do with all this information other than put it in my Eggonomics report that you can take into the bathroom and read.
Well, it's a curiosity to me. I mean, really, when you think about it, all the eggs that we eat. And how many eggs do you have at your...
I have 40 hens now. Okay. 13 of them are senior citizens. And
so does that mean they're not laying?
That means they're not laying consistently. Their eggs sometimes are itty bitty. Sometimes they're giant. Ow! Mm-hmm. And they show up in the oddest places, in the wheelbarrow, in the goat feeder. And then I have 30 other hens, young hens, that are laying quite productively now.
Okay.
Also, curiously, with the snow, they decided to lay wherever they could get to.
So do you have to go out and find them?
I do, but I know where they are now.
Oh, okay.
I know their secret hidey holes.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, do you have anything else we need to know about eggs?
Oh, there's so much more.
But that was a silly question.
I am going to publish this Eggonomics report by the end of, let's say, the end of this month. That's February. That gives me a publicly announced timeline. And you will find that Eggonomics report on my website, labiandofarm.com.
Yeah, okay. And you'll get it in the email too, right? Do you email that?
I'll disperse it. It'll probably show up on Facebook.
Okay, good.
I'm sure the Beachcomber wants to produce all 20 pages of it.
They want to do a full page ad for you, I'm sure. I'm sure they do. Well, let's talk a little bit about... Last week we had Robbie Rohr here from the food bank. And she was talking about food availability. We talked a little about disparity. We talked about how... people don't really know much about the food bank. And so what I discovered through that was that the food bank and VEGA are working together in lots of different ways to make sure that we all get the food we need.
Yes.
And so that made me want to talk to you because I know that you're involved with VEGA and their different programs that they're running in the Food Access Partnership.
Yes. Correct? Lovingly known as FAP.
As FAP, yes. So I'd like to talk about the different things that you're doing, like Get Growing and Pollinators and Flowers. Can you tell us about those programs?
Okay, it's very confusing. Pollinators and Flowers and Get Growing is separate from Food Access Partnership, or FAP.
Okay.
FAP, Food Access Partnership, was started in 2009, and it is a program of VEGA, and our main goal is to level the playing field so that anybody who wants access to healthy food has it. Our primary job at Food Access Partnership is we make money. Mm-hmm. We raise money, we get grants, largely we get grants, and we have very generous donors. And with that money, we make money. We make these $2 paper, $2 Monopoly money that is available for all of our partners, which are the Senior Center, Vashon Community Care Center, Dove, Vashon Youth and Family Services, Interfaith Council for Homelessness. I think there's some more. If Marilee's listening, she'll remind me. There's seven or eight partner organizations that are all nonprofit, which they have to be. And we disperse stacks of $2 monies to them, and they disperse them to their client base. And so people can come shop at the farmer's market or the farm stands, and they can buy whatever they want. And we as farmers get 100% reimbursement.
So that $2 coupon, so to speak, is really $2.
It is really $2. And we're working on a way right now. We've contracted with the University of Washington's Information System School. Is that what it's called? It's an amazing program. We have four graduates that are working on their capstone program.
Mm-hmm.
And Juniper Rugnaby, who is also part of our FAP group, she
has chickens.
She went?
She has chickens.
She had chickens. And she contacted them, and they love working with us. And they're trying to create a way that is a non-paper way for folks to spend this money. Because the coupons are awkward. I mean, that's a long, it's a much longer story and not really very interesting. But anyway, we're working on a non-paper way to make these transactions happen. It also takes away a stigma of, I've got a purple coupon for $2.
Right, right.
Or orange or a green or whatever it is. The point of it is, when I say it levels the playing field, it means somebody who might not be able to afford fresh kale or fresh tomatoes can. And we as farmers, we get our full value.
You don't
too.
Have to give it away. Farmers,
we don't.
I know that farmers and winemakers are
and
often,
artists and
yeah. We're all asked to give and to give and to give, and we like to do that.
We do,
but we
do.
Also like money.
Yes,
money's good for us.
So that is the primary function of Food Access Partnership.
So how did Food Access Partnership start?
Oh dear! Oh dear! Oh dear!
Is that
oh dear!
Too
oh dear.
Much?
Well, it's. It's too much for my wee little brain.
Okay.
Merrily Runyon holds that kind of hard information about it's. I believe it started with the EBT, which is
the food stamp program. Yeah.
And being able to match, through a grant, we were able to match EBT monies.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's a much deeper thing to. That I can't get this. I can't speak to it intelligently.
Well, forget I asked
I'll trip
that
over
question.
My lips.
We'll look at that next week. Maybe.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Right
Let's
now.
Let's get Merrily on.
Right now, I'd like to thank our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com. VOV programming support is provided by Northwest School of Animal Massage. They have something for every animal lover. Workshops, professional courses, and blended learning options as students learn large and small animal massage for professional certification or to take special care of beloved pets. Learn more at nwsam.com.
Hello, we're back again.
Hello.
Karen.
Hi.
We're back again with Karen Biondo, who has a definite problem getting excited about things. We're back talking about chickens and eggs and agronomics and all kinds of things here on Voice of Vashon. What I'd like to talk about now,
yes,
is if you can center yourself, let's talk about Get Growing. Tell me what that is.
Get Growing, also a program of VIGA. Oh, there's something I have to say about VIGA too. Did you know that this year marks the 20th anniversary of VIGA purchasing the Village Green, which is awesome thing to celebrate. Pardon me.
Excuse
I was so
me.
Excited. Anyway.
You have a sip of water, and we're talking about the place that the farmer's market is every summer in Vashon.
Exactly.
In the city center.
That's, that is exactly right. So 20 years ago, this year, we will be the VIGA organization raised $235,000 in 9 weeks.
In 9 weeks.
To buy that plot of land, donate it back to the park district, and along with a chunk of money for maintenance or whatever. But anyway, it's worth noting that. So, dot, dot, dot.
And they're still moving. They're still going. It's still growing.
VIGA is still growing.
Yeah.
Going and growing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Get Growing is a program of VIGA. Get Growing has been around since 1992, probably started as a way for farmers to, amongst themselves, help teach each other how they're going to grow this business of growing food on Vashon. And over the years, it has waxed and waned. We've had years where we've done little, a lot, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, we have focused on the backyard gardener, because like we believe that every person should have one chicken in their backyard, I also believe that if everybody grew something, whether it's an herb or a tomato or whatever you can grow, it gives us an appreciation for where our food comes from and what it takes to grow food. And therefore, it gives us more of an appreciation for our farmers who spend their lives growing food.
Their whole lives. And how disappointing it can be when something dies.
Yeah.
And how really fabulous it is when something's so delicious that you just picked out of your garden.
So we have workshops and talks and videos. And these workshops Tell
me about the workshops.
So we try to do things seasonally, like in the beginning of spring, we'll often have a seed starting workshop. Okay. And it's also an opportunity for participants to be voyeurs, because we go to different people's farms to somebody's backyard and see what they're growing they're growing. And there's, so we learn much just from visiting other people's places.
Do you have that scheduled yet for the spring?
We do. This year, our first event will be part of our Grow a Row program, which I'll talk about in just a second.
Okay.
And that will be at Rebecca Lanphier's property, and she's going to grow a row for the food
bank.
And so we'll gather there, and I'm not sure if we're going to be transplanting or seed starting, but we'll do something there to start the Grow a Row for this year. And the summer we'll talk about pollinators and flowers and how it's all connected to the food we grow and eat. And we'll do that probably at somebody else's property, perhaps at the Village Green. And then we'll, in the fall, we'll talk about seed saving and how to preserve the seeds that we save. How to preserve the seeds we save.
How to save the seeds we preserve.
Yes.
Yeah. So if I want to attend one of these workshops, how do I find out about them?
We will post it on Facebook. It'll show up probably on a Vega Mail serve and probably on my website. And we'll have posters. We usually put posters out and about.
Okay.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Just look around. We'll find it.
Yeah.
So there's another favorite program you have.
The Grow a Row?
Yeah. The Grow
a Row is another collaboration with the Food Bank and Food Access Partnership and our Vista Harvest for Vashon program. We have a new person this year, a coordinator for our Harvest for Vashon. That's Cassidy Berlin. And her one of her projects this year is Grow a Row. We have a gleaners program. So with Grow a Row, we're hoping that backyard gardeners or farmers will grow a row of pretty much whatever they're growing anyway. And that row will be dedicated to the food bank.
Okay. So in my little backyard garden, if I'm not a big farmer, I can just grow some lettuce or some radishes.
You can grow some lettuces in a box on a deck, and and our food bank participants would appreciate it.
And what if I'm not a gardener? Do you have some helpful hints for me to start gardening?
Sure. Get some good soil, stick a seed in the ground, water it, and watch it.
But what if I don't have ground? What if I just have pots? Can I do pots?
Pots are awesome. You can certainly do pots. Anybody can grow. You can grow in a tin can. You can grow in a burlap bag. You can grow in a shoe.
Well, you can maybe. I'm not sure I can. So is Vega going to be doing anything to honor their 20-year anniversary?
I don't know. We have a new board this year, and I went to the board meeting last night, and I just surfaced this information from Mark Music.
Okay.
And so I just told the Vega board about it last night. So we hope. We hope we'll celebrate it.
I hope so, too, because I think it's a big deal. Nobody raises 900,000, or what, 200,000 in nine weeks.
In 9 weeks.
Yeah. Right. That's pretty amazing. So how are things going at your farm right now? What stage are you at?
Mud. Water. Okay. Snow melting. Seed starting. I do have a back greenhouse that has sugar snap peas up and lettuce and spinach and radishes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take another break here and thank our sponsors. And we'll be right back with Kieran Biondo.
Okay.
VOV programming support is provided by Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979. On the web at islandescrow.net.
Many thanks for the underwriting support provided by Leif Rasmussen of Vashon Dental, who operates a family practice providing dental care in a relaxed environment with an emphasis on personalized care and treatment for every individual who walks through the door. Located across from the Blue Heron Arts Center and on the web at vashondental.com.
Hello, this is Linda Nygaard.
We're back with
Kieran Biondo.
Hi.
At Stirring the Pot on Voice of Vashon.
What's your favorite pot to stir?
Yours. I'm big on braising things. I like to braise things. And stirring polenta.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of a ritual.
Yes, it's very satisfying,
isn't it? It is satisfying, yes. Well, you're doing some classes at your farm as well.
I do classes at my farm. That is true. The favorite one is olive oil, salt, and vinegar.
I know. I've heard about it. I haven't attended,
but
I've heard
it. It's lots of fun. It's lots of good tasting. God, olive oil would be a whole, that'd be another bunny hole to jump into.
I know, it is. But I'm curious about the vinegars.
Oof.
Are you doing drinking vinegars?
I am not.
Oh, good.
I am not. I just am doing vinegars. When I went to Italy, it's been 2 years, I think, now. Mm-hmm. I traded in some sweaters for bottles of olive oil and vinegar out of my suitcase so I could pack these. Yes.
Yeah.
And I brought home a 35-year-old balsamic vinegar and a 25-year-old balsamic vinegar that pours like maple syrup.
Mm.
And it tastes a little smoky, a little sweet. And on the tip of a spoon, it just fills your mouth with flavor. And it made me forget all about balsamic vinegar at Costco.
And so then how do you use it? A drop at a time?
Sparingly.
Yeah.
Sparingly. It's delicious on vanilla ice cream. And I also have taken the bottle out to the greenhouse when the tomatoes are starting
to ripen.
And just pour a little vinegar, like a dollop, just a drop of that vinegar on a little tomato. Ugh.
So good.
It just makes your mouth sing.
Well, I was looking at the recipes on your website, and I see so many recipes, most of which, not all, but most of which can be made from the garden.
Absolutely.
And I was looking at some of the soups and the salads and the wonderful
and
things.
And they're not hard.
They're not hard, no.
No.
One of the things I was going to say is we usually have a recipe posted along with the link to the show on the Voice of Vashon website. So we can pick one of those recipes off your website,
yes,
or
we can
refer people to your website. There's a wealth of information there about how to cook.
We can do that.
What to eat.
Yes.
Yeah. So we are winding down, Karen. We're running out of time.
Okay, I want to say one
thing. We always run out of time.
I want to say hi to my little girlfriend, Maddie, who is four
Maddie.
Today.
Hi, Maddie.
Do you know Maddie?
I don't,
Maddie,
but I've heard you talk about her.
Maddie is the granddaughter of Boo and Mike, and they live here in the summer. And when she was 2 years old, actually, I don't think she was two. She might have been one. I would meet her at the Burton coffee stand with her grandma and grandpa, and I'd say, hi. And so I spent all summer saying, hi. And when she got old enough to talk, she said to grandma, she said, why does Karen always say hi? And so now Maddie, who lives in Cambridge, says hi to all her friends.
And she learned it from Auntie Karen.
She learned it from me.
Yeah, that's pretty terrific.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
That's it.
And any other advice?
Any other useless information?
Some more trivia. We need more
this morning or this afternoon.
I thank you so much for coming to join me.
Thank you for asking or
really
allowing
fun.
Me to crash your party.
No, I'm
whichever.
Really glad you did. I'm really glad you did. And I am here to vouch for Karen's eggs.
Oh,
they're so good.
Nice big fat yolks.
Yeah, if you haven't really tried fresh eggs, fresh organic eggs from the farm, you really should. Just once. And then you'll never go back. You will not go back. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm so glad you were here. And to my audience listeners, thank you. And I will see you again next week on Stirring the Pot, Voice
of Vashon. Go stir the pot.
Okay, I'm going to do that now.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.